As I'm sure you know, my name is Ashpenaz. That's right, the one and only Ashpenaz of Babylon. You've all heard my name, right? Ashpenaz, highest official in the palace of King Nebuchadnezzar? The top dog? The fat cat? The big cheese? No? What are they teaching in ancient Mesopotamian history these days? Oh well, trust me, I was pretty important about 2,600 years ago. And today, I'm here to tell an amazing story. Not about me, but about three very special people from a country called Judah. And I've got a whole cast of actors and singers to help me out. People to play Babylonians and Judeans and heroes and kings. We even have a couple of rhyming narrators. But enough talk. Let's get this story started. Narrators, get to your places. And music, please.
The people of God, as you probably know, once inhabited Judah, long, long ago.
The neighbor of Judah was great Babylon, a kingdom engaged in a land grabathon. King Nebuchadnezzar, their leader, sent forth his soldiers to strike like a spear from the north.
The people of God had no place to run.
You could stick in a fork, 'cause old Judah was done.
Their capital city, Jerusalem, fell
as their captors cried out with a victory yell. Yeah!
And their leaders were taken prisoner and forced to live in Babylon. It was a difficult time for them, but they never forgot their homeland, and they never stopped praying to their God.
Remember the land so far away when we were not alone. We walked with God from day to day, a place that we called home.
Feels so sorry for you. Isn't that right, folks?
Naive, but I think it's smarmy to get what you want with a conquering army.
When Judah was conquered by Nebuchadnezzar, he looted the temple and took all the treasure.
And what did he say after stealing the wealth?
Well, it's time for the king to speak up for himself.
Has anyone seen my chief of staff, Ashpenaz? Ashpenaz!
Right here, Your Highness.
Ashy, I want you to pick some of the Judean captives to help me run the country.
I'm way ahead of you, sire. I've already found three people I think are perfect. In fact, they're princes.
Excellent! Where are they?
They're right there in that crowd, sire.
Where? All I see are Babylonians.
Exactly. Freeze! You see, Your Highness, I've taught these young foreigners how to look, speak, and act just like the ordinary citizens who were born here. They could fit in anywhere.
And clearly they do.
But, and here's the best part, they're not actually ordinary. They're exceptional. Will the real Judeans please step forward? This is Meshach.
Hello, Your Highness.
Oh, that's quite a grip you've got there.
Thank you, sire.
He's very strong, Your Highness.
I can tell.
He'd make a great soldier.
You're right. Welcome, Captain Meshach.
Yes, sir.
And this is Abednego. He's very smart.
Greetings and felicitations.
Felicitations?
It means blessings or best wishes.
Oh, good. And what do you do?
I am trained in the optimization and facilitation of governmental administration and logistics.
Ah, he must be smart. I can't understand anything he's saying.
In that case, why not make him a judge?
Of course! My new Chief Justice, Abednego. Glad to have you aboard.
I'm honored, Your Highness.
And this is Shadrach.
It's my joy to meet you, my king. Your presence is like the sunshine that banishes the darkest clouds.
Oh, well said! And I love your sense of style. He could almost pass for royalty.
Yes, he's very charming, and such beautiful speech, even when he has nothing to say.
Oh, he'd make a perfect politician.
Not so fast, Your Highness. He's also completely honest.
Never mind, then.
You could let him collect your taxes, though. He never cheat you, and he knows how to talk to rich people.
Good thinking. Shadrach, Secretary of the Treasury, how does that sound?
Thank you, Your Highness.
And here, sire.
What's this?
Those are their complete files. Everything you need to know about them is in there.
Oh, this is too much information, and I hate to read. Just sing it, why don't you?
All right, chorus, you heard him.
Got your back when things go wrong, cause he's always got a knack for standing up strong.
Abednego.
He's so brainy, it's insania, smarter than any man in Mesopotamia.
Style and strength and smart's what they got, and they're not throwing away their shot.
Some boring security briefing? Carry on, everyone!
Well, it didn't take long before our three heroes began to make a name for themselves. You see, they had something a lot of other leaders didn't have: integrity. That just means they always tried to do the right thing no matter what, and people noticed.
When you go to court, who's the judge that's always fair?
Abednego!
When robbers attack, who's the soldier that's always there?
Meshach!
When the tax collector tries to cheat you, who's the man who makes it square?
Shadrach!
These new advisors from Judah are great!
Yeah!
Here they come! Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego!
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego! Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego! Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego! Shadrach, Meshach!
Okay, folks, let's give these guys a little space. They need a minute for a scene of their own, all right?
Okay.
It's all yours. Take it away.
Do you find all that hoopla as tiring as I do?
You mean the crowds and the fame?
I mean putting on a happy face and acting Babylonian day after day.
Yes, it's exhausting, and sometimes I feel guilty.
Why?
There's things I have to do for the king sometimes that don't feel right.
I know, I feel the same way.
It's like I'm forgetting the way I was raised. Like I'm letting Judah down somehow.
Sometimes I feel like I'm letting God down.
You're right, it can be really difficult. But remember the words of the prophet: those who honor God, God will honor. We just need to do our jobs and stay faithful to Yahweh.
What if we get asked to do something God really hates? What do we do then?
Just pray that day never comes. But if it does, we've got each other to lean on. Right?
Right.
Amen.
At first in the kingdom, I'm happy to tell, the life of our heroes was going quite well.
But as days turned to weeks and months hurried past, I'm afraid that this period of peace couldn't last.
And if you don't know, then it's time that you've learned. Every tale that's exciting must have a dark turn.
And in order for stories to truly surprise, in the end, complications will have to arise.
And so the day came when the king said,
I'm bored. I know that I'm loved, but am I adored?
And with that, this conceited and ignorant man set in motion a most diabolical plan.
I will build a great statue for people to see, a fabulous idol devoted to me.
He gave a command and the work was begun, and continued till soon the king's statue was done.
Now following God is not always smooth sailing.
You'll see as we skip to the day of unveiling.
All right, people, gather around.
Is everything ready for the big day?
Yes, Your Highness, the statue is finished.
Excellent! And is everyone really excited about it?
Well,
Is there a problem? People love me, don't they? I said, people love me, don't they?
Well, I guess.
Sort of.
Yeah, in a way.
Oh, you can do better than that.
Of course we love you. You're the best.
You're amazing.
All right, I want to hear some flat-out shameless sucking up.
Okay, I guess that calls for another song.
And if we ever lose our strength, he'll make us great again. The splendor of his palaces will set your head to spinning.
He's so good at everything, you'll be tired of winning.
That's more like it. Now bring out the statue.
Of course, sire. Drum roll, please.
He had a royal statue and
Noddle's ways. Hasn't been written yet.
Oh, well, I think this is truly divine, like me, in fact. But I'm going to need a bigger crowd to admire it. All I see are peasants. Where are the really important people?
Perhaps you need to announce a special dedication ceremony.
Perfect! Get it done.
Narrators!
So invites went out on the land and the sea, requesting all people to RSVP.
And nobles streamed in from all parts of the nation to be there in time for the king's dedication.
Announcing everyone who is anyone!
I'm sorry, I hate to ruin the big entrance, but what's a satrap?
The footnotes say it's the ruler of a satrapy.
Satrapy?
Don't ask me.
Rewind!
We'd better rephrase it some other way.
This is the list as we'd say it today.
Down. Sit. Good boys. Now stay there and don't steal focus.
And now, don't we have a proclamation?
Royal Herald, you're on.
Subjects, listen and obey. All people here from every land must worship when the music plays, for so our mighty king commands. And all who fail to praise the idol and defy the king's desire shall be thrown into a blazing furnace of consuming fire.
Excellent. Now carry on, and have a nice day.
We can't bow down to an idol.
What do we do?
I don't know.
And just about then, with a wave of his hand, the music director conducted the band.
Followed by this
notice us?
I don't think so.
Good. I think we're safe for now.
Sorry.
Over here! Look! They're not kneeling!
Now there is some Weasley, sneaky and sniveling, counselors counseling Nebuchadnezzar, who said to themselves,
"These people of Judah go around thinking we're so much better. I'm tired of hearing how charming Shadrach is.
Or how brave Meshach is.
Or how smart Abednego is.
They can't be very smart if they disobeyed the king."
You all saw them. They didn't kneel to the statue.
If you don't love our king, you don't belong in this country.
Yucky.
Ew, like, yeah.
They say they have a single god and we have 38. I say we're such a losing score, how can they claim they're great?
They say they speak with eloquence, exceeding me and who?
Well, I say blah, blah, yada, yada, nanny, nanny, boo, boo. It's time to rise, time to rise, time to shout, time to shout. If you think you're
coming back to your places.
What's going on here?
Your Highness, these three Judeans are criminals. Didn't you command us to worship the statue when we hear the instruments playing?
Yes, yes, of course I did. But you're saying my three favorite advisors didn't bow down?
No, they didn't. Not even a little.
Yeah! I can't believe it. Is it true? You're refusing to do what I told you to do? I told you to bow down when you heard this sound.
And then the king waited to see them obey, and was shocked when he heard what the three had to say.
There's no point defending our actions, O king.
The song of our God is the one we will sing.
And no other tune will compel us to raise our voices to idols in honor or praise.
We know from our furnace, no matter how hard, our Lord God can save us, but if he does not,
call upon their God to catch them if they fall.
Well, I must say, that was very pretty. So pretty, in fact, you got everyone to sing along with you. Bravo! But now it's time they start acting like my loyal subjects again. I told you what would happen, and now it will. Guards, tie up these traitors! It's time for the furnace! More. Then why are there four men in fire, completely free and unharmed? And the fourth one? The fourth one looks like...
a son of the gods.
The one true God. And I've treated you. I've treated your whole country terribly. Is it too late to make peace? Can you ever forgive me?
With our God's help, we can.
And there's no need to bow to us. We're only human.
Come stand with us. We can pray together.
Dear God, you see our hearts. You know how weak we are.
We long for peace, but there's so much pain and hurt between us.
Please, God, we need your heart, a heart that's hungry to forgive.
So one day, even if we're still divided, we can see one another as your children.
Oh,
My people, we've witnessed a miracle. These three have passed through the fire, and by the power of their God, they're completely unharmed, as everyone who is anyone can clearly see.
Everyone who is anyone!
Enough already! Compared to these three, none of us are important.
Then Nebuchadnezzar, the mighty and proud, slowly turned and humbly announced to the crowd,
"From this day forward, no one in Babylon will ever bow down to anyone except the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego."
Yeah!